Longtime San Antonio musician and nightclub owner Jim Cullum Jr. died this weekend. Musicians and friends from San Antonio to New Orleans are celebrating him as a jazz ambassador to the world. TPR arts and culture reporter Jack Morgan has this remembrance.
Jim Cullum died at home from an apparent heart attack. He spoke to TPR's David Martin Davies in 2009. He said his early cornet playing days were pretty casual.
Go to school, chase the girls a little bit and play the cornet and do a minimal amount of my homework. And that's kind of what my life was, you know, I was a kid. But as time went by, of course, you grow out of all those things. You have to get more serious about everything.
And he did get more serious when he went to community college, then transferred to Trinity University.
Music was a prime motivator for me, and I always wanted to be involved in music.
He and his father, clarinetist Jim Cullum Sr., opened a nightclub in 1963 they called The Landing, one of the first businesses on the Riverwalk.
Oh my gosh, it was the most fabulous thing you can imagine. Here we are, and a real audience, and this clever place, and the band is playing.
An investor in the original Landing had the bright idea that their Saturday night performances should be on the radio.
And we began to broadcast on a radio station, KITY, which is an FM station.
They named the group the Happy Jazz Band and moved on to WOAI AM, a 50,000-watt powerhouse, greatly increasing their popularity. One night, Joe Guathme, who founded San Antonio's public radio station, KSTX, visited the Landing and met Cullum.
And I said, "Do I have an idea for you?" So a couple of days later, I was at Texas Public Radio.
That visit started the process that ended up in 1989 as Riverwalk, Live from the Landing, an hour-long jazz program that broadcast in as many as 200 different markets. The program was produced through 2012, starring luminaries like Lionel Hampton, Norma Teagarden, and Clark Terry. Bailey Badaway of the New Orleans Jazz Museum says Cullum was an early supporter of their efforts promoting jazz.
The Happy Jazz Band played several concerts with the New Orleans Jazz Club. He's really given the gift of New Orleans and traditional jazz music to the world. So we're very grateful for all of his recordings and his work with, of course, Stanford University.
Stanford has archived all the Riverwalk Live from the Landing programs he recorded through the years. Musician and Jazz Texas club owner Doc Watkins says he and a lot of other San Antonio musicians were helped by Cullum, who put them to work.
I did dozens of gigs at the Landing, in a lot of ways kind of where I cut my teeth as a jazz musician here. So I owe Jim a huge debt of gratitude.
Watkins says that Cullum's contributions to jazz and to putting San Antonio on the musical map are overlooked by some, but they shouldn't be.
When I think of Jim and his legacy in San Antonio, you know, it's similar to Willie Nelson in Austin or Stevie Ray Vaughan or one of these figures that, you know, Jim's legacy is never going to fade.
Services are pending. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.